LaRange battled Flin Flon hard Tuesday night, but the Bombers got the last laugh, beating them for the third straight game and earning two big points in their first game of 2023. The Bombers earned a late lead and held on for a 4-3 victory, beating LaRange for the third straight game dating back before the holiday break. The Ice Wolves opened the night with a goal in the first minute. After Jacob Vaucler was sent to the penalty box moments into the game, LaRange's Thomas Wright tipped a flipping puck past Bomber netminder Harmon Laser-Hume, putting the home team up 1-0 early. Flin Flon would tie the score later with Vaucler getting a dose of redemption, capitalizing on a 2-on-1 with Jeremy Tremblay sending both teams into the dressing rooms tied 1-all. The Bombers would start the second with a power play and threw chances at Ice Wolves goalie Dawson Smith, but nothing got past the Whitehorse native until halfway through the period. A pile of Bombers descended on the net and Cole DePero smacked the puck past Smith, giving the Bombers a 2-1 lead. That lead wouldn't last. LaRange first tied the game, then picked up the lead as Cale Taylor beat Laser Hume on a wraparound, then Jacob Cossette found the twine with a long shot that also found its way in. Those two goals gave the Ice Wolves a 3-2 lead entering period 3. Things got nasty early in the third, with LaRange's Cole Thomas catching Kylan Olofsson with a big hit and sending him awkwardly into the boards. That drew the immediate ire of Joey Lies, who dumped Thomas to the ice, before Taylor tried taking down Lies, ending with the Bombers' 17-year-old rookie dumping Taylor to the ice. Cooler heads prevailed and penalties were called. Flin Flon had a golden chance to tie the game moments later with a loose puck unsnared by Smith loose in the slot, but the team couldn't bury it. A 4-on-3 for the Bombers would also go awry. Things changed after another goalmouth scrum in the third, where Tremblay, hunting for a puck in Smith's crease, got the attention of LaRange's Ethan Strick, who promptly speared Tremblay in the groin after the whistle near the Ice Wolves' net. Tremblay hit the ice for several minutes, requiring care from Bomber trainer Jason Saville before getting to his feet and staying in the game. Strick was given a 5-minute major, while Tremblay was given 2 minutes himself. The officials called him for a possible slash that took place before he was speared in the gonads. Strick's antics gave the Bombers a great opportunity, first a 4-on-4 and then a power play, to tie the game, which they took, with Jaden Mercier converting a power play chance to even things up. That power play would end early though, thanks to a check from behind by Reese Richmond, giving him 2 minutes and taking the Bombers from a man advantage to a 4-on-4 and later a short stretch shorthanded. Despite chances for the Ice Wolves, Flin Flon came out unscathed. At even strength, the Bombers took the lead thanks to Tremblay. Entering the offensive zone with revenge on his mind, the Quebecer fired a bad angle shot at Smith and snuck it past him, giving Flin Flon the lead with 9 minutes to go. LaRange would push hard toward the Bomber net late to try and tie the game, pulling Smith in the final minute, but the Bombers would hang on, beating LaRange for their third straight game and pulling even with them in the standings. Laser Hume made 27 saves on the night to pick up the win, while Smith stopped 46 pucks during a busy night in LaRange's crease. DePero, Mercier and Tremblay each finished the game with a goal and an assist apiece. With the win, the Bombers move into a tie with LaRange for both second place in the SJHL standings and top spot in the Sherwood division. Both teams now have 45 points on the season, but the Bombers have hit that mark in 4 fewer games than LaRange. The Bombers are now also on a 4-game winning streak, beating the Ice Wolves December 16-17 and beating Yorkton back on December 9, and have won 6 of their last 7 games going back to late November. The Bombers will have stiff competition this weekend at the Whitney Forum, facing another team in a home playoff spot, the Humboldt Broncos, January 7 and 8 in Flin Flon.